You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
Hour number two! Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Scott Angle, he's the king. It's Wall Street Matt Magic, of course, next to me. As always, it is the Fantasy Executive. Gentlemen, we're just talking about Buffalo and Kansas City and what a disaster Kareem Hunt has been. Well, LeSean McCoy, he hasn't let you down.
Nah, Shady's getting it done. If I own Shady someplace, I'd be very happy but the production I'm getting from LeSean McCoy this season.
Yeah. Shady McCoy, very, very solid. As Scott said, you may want to own Chavarius Kadet as your handcuff.
Yeah, because, you know, we've seen Shady sometimes when he was younger. You know, it happened with the Eagles where he suffered some late season injuries. So if you want to have that handcuff, whether you use that handcuff would depend on your situation, really. But I think it's Chavarius Kadet. You know, he ran and caught the ball yesterday. His skill set fits better than Tolbert, who's just a plodding fullback in his twilight years.
You're a Bills fan, Matt Modica. How you feel?
I'm not starting Kadet. Hopefully I have like a Kenyon Drake or somebody else. I understand what Scott's saying. Look, that's like a break glass in case of an emergency, right, and stuff like that. But I know everybody says get the handcuff. Hopefully you have handcuffs on other teams that have now become starters or have a role and stuff like that. I would really be remiss to have to start him.
Look, I got one league where I got Todd Gurley and I'm rostering Lance Dunbar because, you know, the waiver wire has been picked clean. And, you know, if Gurley were to go down, you know, I might have to use him.
But I'm saying, you don't have anybody else on your bench, like any other running backs that you could, you know, put in?
In the GST, it's, well, maybe Devontae Booker, yeah.
Booker, let's chat about him, shall we? And Denver and Oakland, we're talking about all that in about 5 minutes from now, specifically the fight between Michael Crabtree. It was a fight between Michael Crabtree.
That was a good fight.
And it keeps leaving. It was a very good fight. Devontae Booker yesterday for Denver, it seemed like he was the guy that you wanted to own, the guy at core that you've been kind of screaming about for a while here.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Devontae Booker?
Yes. I mean, I know he wound up not getting the touchdown.
Yeah, only 5.3 total points in a PPR, though. So, you know, three of the last four games, single-digit fantasy production. Yeah, it looks like he's the guy, but, you know, what are you really going to do with him? You can't bring him off the bench right now. By the way,
they score
this
like
losing,
6 points a game.
This losing streak for the Broncos is their longest in 50 years.
Yeah. You can't play these dudes if the team they play for isn't scoring. Period.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, it's depressing. Look at the schedule upcoming: Miami, the Jets, Indianapolis.
I mean, pretty much Denver is becoming an avoid team on offense. You just want to avoid that team, period.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, I know Paxton Lynch left with the ankle injury.
Feel bad. He was in tears. He was in tears after leaving with the ankle injury. So God knows what that prognosis is. All right, we're taking a break. When we come back, it's YouTube Live. Michael Crabtree, Aqib Talib, we all got feelings on it. We'll get out those feelings. We will all commence with grefs about those feelings when we return. It's the Roto Experts. It's Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
The executive Corey Parson. That's the king, Scott Angle. Wall Street Matt Modica across from me. And arguably, the fight of the year. came yesterday. Michael Crabtree, Aqib Talib, Corey Parsons. This was a fight that was coming for a while.
Yeah, this was a year in the making. Michael Crabtree owner in several leagues taking that donut. It certainly hurts. But this right here, I can't blame Michael Crabtree for what took place yesterday. If any way I can blame Michael Crabtree, he should have handled this last year, or he should have handled this in the off season. You cannot let this dude take something from your personal property from you 2 years in a row. I don't know if I would have tried my best to stay on the field, but I would have caught him after the game. I would have caught him in the parking lot. It is no way that Aqib Talib would be able to continue to attack me and walk the streets safely. He would find himself in a trunk. You do not take people's personal property. You are trying to chump this man. You did it twice. Michael Crabtree said, you know what, I'm not taking it no more, and he squared up with him right there on the field. Was that selfish of him? Maybe so, but you cannot. Crabtree did the right thing. You cannot go out like a punk in this situation.
Yeah, and on the flip side, too, you know, you wonder with Crabtree, because he's had it with Sherman, he's had it with Norman, and now he's, you know, with Talib,
too. People think he's soft.
It's like, cornerbacks can really get in his head, it seems like, and they don't like him. They don't like him. I don't know what's said down on the field between him and the defensive backs, but obviously, you know, it derails Crabtree off of his game.
No, I mean, look, I had Crabtree going in a big league with Chris Vaccaro.
Yep.
And I don't blame Crabtree for what he did.
Yeah.
The guy ripped his chain off last year.
And did it
again. He did it again yesterday.
Yeah.
I would have went after him, too.
Exactly.
I mean, look, you're trying to have that fine line where, you know, you got to be responsible for your team and everything. But there's a line that gets crossed, and that's the line that got crossed.
I mean, he's taking his personal property off him on the football field in back-to-back years. See, last year, I'd have caught him after the game. I'd be like, yo, I will come see you. Stop playing with me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who Michael Crabtree boys is, who he rolled with. You know what I mean? Because somebody would have been there if it was the fantasy executive. You can't do this. I understand Crabtree has this soft image that these corners think about him. He has to fix that and change that. But as far as went down yesterday, I'm talking about if he didn't get it done on the field, I would have met him after the game. I'd have tracked him down in the offseason, and he would have never, ever disrespect me again. Who does Aqib Talib think he is? This is the same clown that shot himself a couple years ago in the damn strip club. You feel what I'm saying? He's a clown, this Talib dude. Crabtree, kind of soft. I don't know who he rolled with, but Scott, you can't.
If you're a man, you got to stand up for yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, if you are a man, you do not let that happen. Some people on Twitter was like, oh, that's very selfish of him. Scott, if I take your computer away from you and walk out this door, Scott, what are you going to do?
I'm going to chase you down with a bat. Probably a Walking Dead Lucy bat, too. But Lucille bat. But in the end, you know what, though? If you look at it a certain way, Aqib Talib won this round. You know why? Because
he's
as a quarterback, you know why? Because as a quarterback, your job is to take your receiver or a receiver out of the game, shut him down. He got Crabtree ejected. He took him out of the game.
I don't care. Crabtree, in my opinion, I mean, look, I got 0 points as
exactly.
Well, but he did the right thing in my
Right thing. Greg, you took the zero. Fantasy owners are saying, oh, he's selfish, big week.
That's fantasy.
A horrible
owners.
Time to take that zero. But as a human being, as a grown-ass man, you cannot let somebody do that to you.
Listen, I'm like a Crabtree owner, and believe me, it felt terrible yesterday, especially needing those points. I lost by 14. I mean, if it has a touchdown, I'm there, you know.
I'm going for a 5-game losing streak in the PPR flex, and I got a zero for Michael Crabtree, and I'm going to lose by 2 points.
It's crushing. I mean, it's crushing. I'll say this, however. And we watched it, and I watched it with my girlfriend, and she's like, this is insane.
Oh, my God.
Right. It's basically what it is, right? You're watching football, you see these two guys just absolutely going at it. And it was a nice job, really, by CBS showing you exactly what happened last year, where he pulled the chain off. He does it again yesterday. Crabtree blocks him right into the bench. He never lets go. And then Talib comes after him. Talib's teammate comes off, rips Crabtree's helmet off.
Yeah.
This is not even Talib. This is a teammate who rips Crabtree's helmet off. Crabtree backs away. They surround him. Talib is throwing punches at a guy without a helmet on. Crabtree's defending himself.
Crabtree punched him right between the face. Like, he got right in there. You feel what I'm saying?
Look, I don't know.
Yeah, he was ready for him.
When I was a young kid, I was told, you know, anybody ever lays hands on you, you hit them, and you keep hitting them.
Right.
You know, if somebody tries to take something from you,
yeah.
I mean,
that's
come on.
Even worse.
worst.
I mean, look, I don't blame him for being enraged and going there. Look, like you said, no helmet. He didn't care. People had helmets. He was throwing punches. In my mind, I have more respect for Michael Crabtree today than
yes,
I did yesterday.
I agree 100% because he has that image. He has people. He has that thing with him. He carries that stigmatism of where he's soft. And come on now, you can't be the butt of the joke of the NFL.
No, and, you know, it's obvious that Tlaib knows exactly how to get under his skin. You know, a lot of this warfare is psychological down on the football field. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, these top cornerbacks talk to each other, you know, and they'll probably say, you know, this is how you get in his head.
Yeah, but there's trash talk. And he's doing what he's done. Yeah. I mean, he didn't do it once. Yeah. He did it twice.
Yeah, and that's too much right there. You know? That's too much. See, here's the thing. This is. Would you do? Would Aqib Tlaib do that to Dez Bryant?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. you feel know what? I'm saying?
Here's
would
the
he
thing.
Do it to what son that just beat up Jalen Ramsey? AJ Green? Would he do it to AJ Green? Probably not.
Here's the thing. You go back to like the 2013 NFC Championship game when Sherman was like dissing him and everything. And then, you know, you see Sherman play against a guy like Dez Bryant. He doesn't talk that kind of crap. You know what I'm saying? Like, I respect him. He's a great receiver.
Crabtree, yeah. High draft pick, a lot of money. You feel what I'm saying? Was a star in college. He's looked at as a typical diva wide receiver. He came into the NFL like that.
He doesn't have the big diva numbers.
He don't really say much. He don't really talk much. People think he's soft and that you can push him around. And that's what they do to him. But yesterday he was like, I'm not dealing with this no more. And he defended himself. And you know what? I'll take the donut. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'll take the donut because I would rather take the donut this morning than Michael Crabtree continue to be punked. And I don't even know something like that.
So did Michael Crabtree say anything after the game?
I would love to know if he did. It got to be some quotes out there.
Yeah,
somewhere.
That'd be a great press conference.
Or him or Tlaib. Michael Crabtree really doesn't talk much either.
No.
I got to think they.
I don't
they
think I've ever seen a Michael Crabtree press conference.
He doesn't really fool with the media.
No, but as I said earlier in the show, my favorite part of this, so they both get ejected, right? Aqib Tlaib and Michael Crabtree both get ejected. And who's walking Aqib Tlaib to the locker room?
Marshawn Lynch
is the greatest human being.
Marshawn Lynch has like his best game of the year list.
Exactly, on people's bench.
I was playing against him. When we
oh, wonderful, yeah.
Why is Marshawn Lynch walking Aqib Tlaib in the locker?
I guess
for the same reason he ran off the sideline in the Kansas City game.
Yeah. He was just trying to get Aqib Tlaib to, you know,
he's got to start worrying about his own teammates.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah.
During game time, correct. Worry about your own team. You can be friends with everybody else.
I agree with you on that, yeah.
You got to get
I don't think Lynch, at that particular point, I don't think Lynch wanted his teammates to jump Aqib Tlaib. You feel what I'm saying?
I hear you, but, you know, you got to stay out of that, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You know, it'll be like a hockey fight breaking out, and then you're like trying to help the other. You know, just stay out of it.
Yeah, I agree. It's a bad look. It's a bad look by Marshawn Lynch. Listen, you can be friends with everybody in the league. At the game time, you got to.
Marshawn doesn't play by anybody else's rules.
No, but he should.
Yeah.
That's not acceptable to me. You're walking out a guy who your teammate just got thrown out of the game for fighting because he ripped off his chain 2 years in a row. It's a bad look. Sorry. But the Raiders, even though their right guard or right tackle, Gabe Jackson, also got thrown out of this game, they went to win 21-14. The Raiders and the Chargers right on the heels of the Kansas City Chiefs now. With the Raiders winning this game. But I do have a question,
right quick. This is from last year's incident. Tlaib said he had just been wearing that gold chain all year. It's been growing on me. If he wears that chain in front of me, I'm going to snatch it off. He wore it in front of me, so I had to snatch it off. He started crying to the ref. He didn't say nothing to me, though. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now you've got, once you tag lame, the game is follow the leader. Now they're like, okay, you're a chump. I'm going to keep doing it to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't let that slide.
Because he complained to the ref about it. He figures, I'll do it again because it bothers him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My question is, this has nothing to do with really Michael Crabtree, Aqib Tlaib or whatnot. And we talked a lot before about Marcus Mariota and how he has looked. We talked a lot about Jameis Winston each and every week. Is Derek Carr good? Seriously.
I don't think he's a fantasy QB1 right now.
Yeah, I think he's a better
NFL. I was just having a conversation during the breaks. You know, one of my teams, I'm in really good playoff position, but I have Derek Carr and Jacoby Brissett, and it's like, I don't want to roll with them. You know, you look at Carr.
I feel you.
Yeah. You look at Carr, he had that big 3-touchdown game against Kansas City, but only once since week 3 has he thrown more than 2 touchdown passes, and only twice has he thrown more than one. So I feel like he can't confidently roll out Carr. He's got the Giants, Kansas City, and Dallas upcoming, but I don't even know if he can take advantage of those matchups. He had one touchdown pass against Miami, one against Buffalo. So I don't know that I can feel confident with Derek Carr.
He hasn't been terrible. He's thrown for over 300 yards. He's giving you a touchdown pass.
In his last four games, he's had one game over 13 fantasy points.
There were some people that had him very high. They had him as an MVP and all that.
Yeah.
And look, that ain't happening, but if he was on the Bills, I'd be more than happy.
Fair enough. He's not David Carr, but I don't want to start him in my fantasy lineup.
All right. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll get more into Denver and Oakland, including talking about Marshawn Lynch and the scary hit from Amari Cooper. We'll do that next.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
Sports Radio Network. I feel bad for the listeners that this is not on television.
Sorry.
It's all right. It's not my fault. You're missing Scott doing his best Hollywood Hulk Hogan impression.
Play some Jimi Hendrix in the 8 a.m. hour.
What do you mean, no? Why are you saying
it's not Hulk Hogan?
It's a Hollywood Hogan impression. Absolutely.
No, it's nothing like it. It's Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
The greatest guitarist of all time.
I know who the song is by, Jimi Hendrix. I know Hulk Hogan didn't play that song, Black Voodoo Magic, okay? But you know what? That was Hulk Hogan's theme song, WCW, coming up from the NWL.
And
he even played the air guitar better than that? Hulk Hogan.
And Hulk Hogan did used to play the air guitar when he came out.
Correct!
I'll have to Google that.
You're right.
Don't correct me, son, when you don't know what you're talking about.
There was some schooling going on.
If not for Hogan, you probably would have never heard of Jimi Hendrix.
He does a very good All Along the Watchtower.
What's the deal with him now?
Wait, you don't know All Along the Watchtower?
Of course I do.
So I just said that. Yeah. You have to see that.
I said I've never seen Hogan do it. Of course, I love All Along the Watchtower.
You should watch it. It's great. There's the air guitar. You'd be so proud of him.
Do you know Purple Haze?
Of course I know Purple Haze, Scott. Come on.
So let me ask you this, though. who Hogan? What's Hulk Hogan up to now? What's up? Okay, what's his daughter up to now?
Brooke? Yeah. I have no idea.
She married or something?
I don't know.
Okay, what's Hogan doing?
Didn't Hogan get that money from Walker?
Yeah,
he's not in no legal trouble, is he?
Oh,
he
good got, job he, by him, by the way.
He sold a footage. He sold some footage.
He had footage sold of him. And he sued Gawker for it.
And
he made lots of money off of it.
Oh, Gawker put it out there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, brother. Oh, man, baby. Yeah, baby.
You sound like a Janelle Pisa Pia commercial. Jake Sealy is a ranker, okay?
Son, I would be too scared to watch a Hulk Hogan sex tape. That would, ruin my childhood.
What is Thunderlips doing?
It was with the wife of Bubba the Love Sponge, the radio host from Florida. It was with his wife.
Oh, that's right. I heard about that. I remember Bubba the Love Sponge used to be on SiriusXM for a little bit.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Was he any good?
I don't know.
Oh, probably overrated?
Probably so. Are you done? Are we done with that?
I'm done.
Okay.
All right. We don't have to just do football, Greg.
I
fantasy executive bringing life advice, too.
You're talking about a sex tape in a case that was 3 years old.
People don't know about this. We got into a Hulk Hogan discussion. I wanted to make sure he was all right.
He's all right, man. He's all right. All right. So let's get back to football. The Marshawn Lynch, yesterday, over 100 yards. He looked good. The old man looked good.
He did. He played well yesterday.
Yeah, I was pissed off.
Played against him.
Yeah,
played against him. I benched him in one league. I wasn't really Lynch
has run better recently. This was his second 20-point game in his last three. And he's had almost 50 points in the last 3 weeks. And we're seeing him carry the ball more. It's been a total of 51 attempts in the last 3 weeks. This 26 carries was like harkening back to the salad days.
Yeah, I think he did that 26 carries at 2.6 yards a pop. You want to see a little bit better than that. The touchdown, but the three receptions for 44 yards, that's not what you're expecting from Marshawn Lynch. You get that with that touchdown that puts him on that 20-point threshold. Mm-hmm. So that you're very satisfied if you started Marshawn Lynch, but you had to be. I'm quite sure before you hit submit, you had your fingers crossed and your stomach was in a knot.
Yeah, and upcoming for Lynch, the Giants, Kansas City, and Dallas. He can get in the end zone against all three of those teams.
Oh, he can also carry the ball nine times.
Yeah, but he could be nine for 15 and a touchdown.
I wouldn't be comfortable starting him.
In a flex, Giants, Kansas City, and Dallas, I could see him scoring in all three games.
He could, for sure.
He's running better than he has earlier in the season.
He looks fresh. Yeah. What's up with Amari Cooper? So Amari Cooper catches his one pass with his touchdown. And
I mean, this is when Michael Crabtree gets thrown out the effing game and Amari Cooper gets targeted one time.
Well, he died. He got hurt really
badly. Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. He did get hurt. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
He got hurt and he wasn't. Like, I was legitimately scared for Amari Cooper because they did the close up. Eyes closed, zero movement. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh my God, because this is it. And I hate to say this, okay? It's going to happen. Somebody is going to
get seriously injured.
Get seriously, seriously, seriously injured in an NFL game. A wide receiver is going to get significantly hurt at some point. And I thought it was it for Amari Cooper. I really did. There was no movement, as I mentioned. Eyes closed. And he was just, his head was like halfway off the ground. And I was like, oh my God.
No, that was real one of the real scary ones. And you see that, obviously, you know, now you have to start worrying. You know, you go through the protocol and stuff like that, but then you have to start worrying about him going to the IR because he's probably not going to be able to take another hit like that again this year.
Amari Cooper is obviously going to be out, and you're right. The IR is certainly possible for him given this concussion. And then it's crazy. For all, I don't know how significant, if it's a concussion, if it's neck, if it's more neck stuff. I don't know what the deal is with Amari Cooper. But I saw Devontae Adams come back 7 days later and play football. So God knows about anything.
Yeah,
it's really scary.
You don't know. Like you say, Devontae Adams is the perfect. We thought he was dead. You know,
sure.
Like, yeah. He took this year. So, I mean, it's a wait and see, but it does not look good. And look, Cooper got the touchdown. He's had that one great week. You got to have other options.
Yeah, you know, you hope the news is good for Amari Cooper, but it's very.
Who's next man up in this situation? Because you could have
Seth Roberts and Cordell Patterson.
Seth Roberts and Cordell Patterson.
Probably a combination of the two.
Yeah, because you probably won't have Crabtree and.
I think I'll have Crabtree.
What about Bigfoot? Does he become more relevant?
I think Bigfoot becomes more relevant. As crazy as that
sounds. I don't agree. Jericho caught one pass for 1 yard yesterday. It was a touchdown. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. No, it wasn't a touchdown. I'm
they
sorry.
Called that. They called that. It was not a touchdown.
And he's
yeah.
playing the Giants this week, right?
Yeah, he's playing the Giants this week. So yeah, well, look,
week 13. Vernon Jared Dayton. Cook can help you.
Can you imagine that?
You'll get Bigfoot in the lineup. I think you're going to have Michael Crabtree this week for the same reason you had AJ Green.
Because he was suspended already.
He missed the whole game. So yeah. So I think he'll be fine. I think That's he'll play true. On Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we'll have to wait and see on that because we just don't know. But
we'll find out more of that today.
With Jared Cook, it's one catch for 1 yard yesterday, probably because a lot of people started him. Vernon Davis dropped a donut against the Giants.
I don't think that joke's fair anymore, Scotty, because people are starting all year, and rightfully so.
He's a top 10 tight end,
and he has been all season. So this is a dud by Jared Cook, no doubt about it, but he's been good enough all season. He's been a top 10 tight end consistently.
Consistently is not a word I would use.
He has been a top 10 tight end consistently.
No, what I'm saying is last 2 weeks, he hasn't even totaled 8 total fantasy points, and from weeks 4 to 6... He had 7.6, 3.5, 3.4. So, you know, Cook has been better than he's been in the past, but there's still the possibility that dud at any time.
Giants back-to-back weeks without allowing a touchdown to the tight end.
Oh, they're improving, finally.
Might be 3 straight.
Yeah. You got. He's a start. He's a start. Most weeks, he's a start. This week, it's not pretty. But all
especially if you have
the most Titans are inconsistent. Look at Cameron Brake. You feel what I'm saying? Look what he's been without Jameis Winston. You know, look at Jimmy Graham continues to score touchdowns. But what else is he doing besides that? 3 for 34 on the touch. You feel what I'm saying?
I think he's got 8 touchdowns now, though. So there's really no negatives there.
Shout out to Hunter Henry for widening the gap.
he's getting close there for a minute.
On the other side for Denver, you had Paxton Lynch crying on the sidelines after hurting his ankle. They say he's day-to-day, and it might not be a big deal. So another player crying about an ankle injury that may not be a big deal. We've seen quite a bit of this this year. I mentioned Devontae Booker, who was more effective, I thought, than C.J. Anderson, although Booker's touchdown got called back as well.
Another backfield to avoid.
I agree. I said that last week, too. Nothing from Demaryius Thomas. Nothing from Andy Sanders yesterday. Touchdowns from Trevor Siemian go to Benny Fowler and Cody Latimer.
How many points a game does this team score? This team cannot score the football.
No.
They can't score.
No.
They scored 14 yesterday, but like you said, it went to the wrong guy.
What defense scored?
No. I said it was Cody Latimer and Benny Fowler.
Yeah, wonderful.
Was this team 3-0? Or 2-1? Yes. 3-0?
They were 3-0.
They were playing very good to start.
They were 2-1. They were not 3-0. They were 3-1. 2-1 and 3-1.
3-1. Yeah. But longest losing streak in 50 years.
Yeah. You mentioned that. It's unbelievable. That's crazy. I mean, they lost 7 games in a row. That's crazy. Now the Dolphins on Sunday. Somebody's got to win. That's wild.
I'll take Miami.
Will you?
Yeah.
Well, you'll take Miami, who yesterday against New England got smacked. 35-17. Matt Moore is quarterback once again. As a starting quarterback, does nothing. 2 interceptions, 7 sacks. Matt Moore throws his only touchdown to Kenyon Drake in garbage time. This was what you call a disaster.
Yeah, this was set up perfectly. Everybody was like, "Oh, you gotta play the wide receiver that Matt Moore."
Kenny Stills.
And you know, somebody asked me Devontae Adams or Kenny Stills. I replied, everybody's going to say Kenny Stills. I'd go with Adams. And look, Kenny Stills has had great weeks with him and stuff, but it's still Kenny Stills. You're looking for that upside. You want it to hit, but it's roll of the dice. Devontae Parker has been non-existent with Matt Moore. So it's pretty much Jarvis Landry's the one constant.
Yeah. You got to be happy if you're a Jarvis Landry guy that he continues to get that work. He's getting it done for you. The rest of the pieces, you know what I'm saying? I played Stills yesterday. Didn't work out. It wouldn't have worked out if I'd have played somebody else. Thing with him and Matt Moore is real. I mentioned this on Lineup Lock yesterday. The thing with him and Matt Moore is real. We all know it. You think damn Bill Belichick don't know it? Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? Like
Dean Pease don't know it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Bill Belichick know it, too. So he's like, he going to throw the ball to him. Let's take him out the game. The rest of these dudes suck, and we'll beat them. And
Devontae Parker the last 2 weeks, 31 receiving yards.
He has been a disaster. When Jay Cutler's not in the lineup, it's useless. It is useless. Yeah, crash. Just 3 targets for Devontae Parker yesterday. 1 reception for 5 yards on that. The other story for the Dolphins here, Damien Williams hurt his shoulder. It looked pretty significant.
He got carted off
with a shoulder, potentially a pectoral injury as well, which means this
carted off with a shoulder injury.
This is Kenyon Drake's backfield now. We'll see what he does. Kenyon Drake rushed the ball 9 times for 20 yards. That's 18 less yards than Damien Williams had on one less carry. But this game was out of hand very, very early. Yeah. Against Denver, a Denver team that just let up 100 total yards to Marshawn Lynch, it could be different than Kenyon Drake. And like I said, you're going to ask the question, Kenyon Drake or Kareem Hunt this week? It's going to be a thing.
2 teams that average under 16 points a game, the Denver Broncos and the Miami Dolphins.
Great.
Oh, that's going to be wonderful. Is that Thursday night? No, it's not. Oh, Dallas plays Thursday night. That's even worse.
Wherever Jarvis Landry ends up next year, it's a thing. 8 catches for 70 yards. Again, he's been awesome. Let's take a break. We'll come back and talk more football, including the Patriots next.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
give DFS a try. Make sure you check out Fantasy Factor. It's a perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller field, single entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls each and every week. Free to enter. So sign up today at www.fantasyfactor.com. Guys, from almost the opening whistle, TFP did TFP things. Whether it was Rex Burkhead, whether it was Brandon Cooks, whether it was Rob Gronkowski, it was TFB all the time. Brady finishes with just 227 yards passing, but he finishes with 4 touchdowns on the day. It was very, very easy for him. And Deion Lewis dominated in the ground game, 112 yards rushing on 15 carries. But your boy Rex Burkhead, despite fumbling last week, remained in the good graces of Coach Belichick. 13 carries for 50 yards and a touchdown, including a goal line touchdown, then a goal line passing touchdown as well to Burkhead. Only caught 2 passes. One of them were a touchdown. Rex Burkhead, you beg people to hang on to, Matt, has looked good.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, he's the Swiss Army knife. He does it all. He's short yardage. I mean, credit to Deion Lewis. He still, you know, he had a hell of a day as well, running the ball. But, I mean, Burkhead's a guy that, you know, in a PPR format, I think you want to have. Look, if you played him in a standard, he still got the job done.
Sure.
Getting the touchdowns. But, yeah, I love having – I had to put him in the flex in a couple of spots, and it paid off.
Scotty, in the soap opera that is as the running back turns for New England, Deion Lewis and Rex Burkhead are clearly the top two guys right now. James White is not.
It's over.
It's over James White.
But you saw that. You saw that. I've been the biggest James White guy there is. You saw it in Mexico City versus Oakland.
Yep.
When the pass went to Deion Lewis and not to James White and started that
you
game.
You knew immediately to get him out your lineup.
You know, throw the dirt on the grave.
I have not been burned by James White, by Jimmy White.
I started James White yesterday.
See, you can't do that.
I did it over Joe Mixon.
You should know better than that.
See, Joe Mixon sucked.
Deion Lewis's first 100-yard game of the season. He has had double-figure games in all of his last 3 in PPR. As for Brady, he's got 3 consecutive games with 3 or more touchdown passes. He's now got 26, which is the most ever for a quarterback 40 or older. You know, with the running back situation, it's Lewis as the ball carrier and Burkhead as the versatile guy. And it's right now, it's not a committee anymore. It's a 2-man backfield.
Tom Brady has clearly been the best quarterback this season. It is not even close. If you break down the metrics, you look at everything else. I think he has 1 less touchdown than Carson Wentz. The yardage-wise, he went into yesterday ahead 350 yards. If you look at metrics under pressure, everything else, it's Tom Brady, and it's really not even close. But I asked this question to George Kurtz yesterday on Fantasy Football Live. I just want to get your take. Is it Carson Wentz that everybody's saying is the MVP, which we didn't expect this to happen so quick, and we just see it year in and year out from Tom Brady? I'm just curious.
Yeah, you know, I think the answer to that is just New England fatigue, right? It's just like expect New England to be 14-2 every year. You expect Brady to get to the Super Bowl every year. You expect Super Bowl to throw 50 touchdowns every year.
The last thing I want to do is root for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But I'm rooting like hell that the Pittsburgh Steelers come out the AFC because I do not want to see the New England Patriots again. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of it, you know?
Let me ask you this, though. It's like, to me, it's kind of like with the Bulls with Jordan, the Oilers with Gretzky. I mean, when you have greatness at this level, it's kind of impressive to watch.
I kind of want to see. Like Floyd Mayweather. You feel what I'm saying?
Like Derek Jeter.
But you also want to see them lose.
I don't think I want to see them. I don't hate the Patriots. I have nothing against the Patriots. There's no reason for me to hate the Patriots.
Fans are pretty obnoxious.
Yeah, but look, you know, I've often talked about the most valuable player award. Who's the most valuable guy to his team? I think in the NFL, I think it's Russell Wilson, clearly, and Ezekiel Elliott are the most valuable guys to their team. If you want to rope for the true MVP, Russell Wilson is involved in 82.6% of his team's plays. That is the most in the Super Bowl era. It's very clear. But usually in the NFL, the MVP will go to the guy who's pretty much on an elite tier team, and he's the best player on that elite tier team. So it's got to be Brady or Wentz. I think people are saying Wentz, though, because like you're saying, Brady this fatigue is a new thing, but right now people want to be able to say that the Eagles are the best team in the NFL. They don't want to say it about the Patriots.
I would take the Patriots over the Eagles.
Listen, yeah,
I think on, the Patriots on a neutral the field.
We'll find out.
I think the Rams will beat the Eagles.
I think
Minnesota will beat
Rams
the Eagles.
Is not beat
I, think
we'll
the, find, I think the Saints will beat
we'll
the Eagles.
We'll find out how good the Eagles are.
Seattle sneak in. We'll Seattle will beat the Eagles.
We'll find out Atlanta will beat
the Eagles. Yeah, I don't think. Look, I got Wentz going this week. I don't think it's going to be as easy.
No. You
know, I know the secondary is beat up.
We'll find
up.
Out Sunday night how good the Eagles are against Seattle. It's gonna be an awesome. It's an awesome Sunday night game in Seattle. It's a very, very fun game. So I'm excited.
I think the Eagles win that game. I don't think Seattle's on their level this year. I think the Eagles are clearly the class of the NFC right now. For a team like the Saints,
Scott,
that's tough. This Atlanta's
You have sat here week in and week out.
It's been a different
sitting
class
in that exact
NFC.
Seat. And said, you never give the Vikings credit. Repeatedly, New Orleans is the class. New Orleans is the class. New Orleans is the class. They lost one game to Los Angeles without their two quarterbacks. And I sat here and said, listen, Philadelphia's have one loss all year. They won a billion games in a row. And you kept saying, they're not the class. New Orleans. It's Los Angeles. It's Minnesota. You never said the Eagles. Now, all of a sudden, New Orleans loses one game and Philadelphia's
the
class.
What I'm saying
NFC?
Is they're the number one team in the NFC.
I've said that to you for six weeks.
Right. New Orleans, you know, talking it through, thinking it through.
6 weeks!
Listen. Let me finish here, okay? You finish yelling at me? All right? If you're right, you're right, okay? God, I had to go home and tell my parents and teacher yelled at me today. But
they're going to ask you what you did to him.
But look, the one thing that I fear about the Saints is not yesterday. Can this dome team in January go into Philadelphia and beat them?
Oh, I think they can.
I don't know.
Look, they lost yesterday.
I don't know.
When they went to the Super Bowl, they won the NFC Championship game in damn Soldier Field.
See, but that was how many years ago? That was a different team. That was a different team. It doesn't matter. It was a different team. What I'm saying is, can this team go into Philly in January and I win a dome team? Breeze is not playing quite like he used to. I like the Saints a lot. I think they're the one team that has the best chance of knocking off Philadelphia, but I have questions about it. I'm not saying it can't happen. All right, Minnesota. I give them all the credit in the world.
No, you haven't.
You haven't
given Case Keenum his credit. You haven't given this Minnesota Vikings credit. I've been sitting next.
They've
to
had a great regular season.
They got a great team. They got a really good team. Case Keenum.
Ask a Cowboys fan about what having a great regular season can mean. I don't think Case Keenum can walk into Philadelphia in January beat the Eagles.
I don't see why he can't. They have.
He's had a great regular season.
Weapons.
I think he's a journeyman quarterback.
Look,
who's playing over his head.
I want to see Carson Wentz. I don't care if the Saints have their team healthy. They have their cornerbacks. I want to see Carson Wentz go up against those cornerbacks. So
I agree with you there.
The Rams, I give them tons of credit. They got the job done. You play the team that week the way it's set up. But not having their two starting cornerbacks, which has been a key to this team, was a major, major difference. I mean, you got to see how they were able to move the ball on them. And so, look, I think, you know, the Eagles are – it's the Eagles, the Vikings, the Saints are still up there because if these guys come back next week, you know, with the running game that they have, it's still Drew Brees. You got a Mike – you still have a number one wide receiver in Thomas. So the NFC is pretty much that cluster. I don't know who's the best.
You
got to
include the Rams in there too.
You know, the Rams are in there for me too. So, okay, Rams, Saints, Eagles, Vikings. Those are the Fab Four of the NFC.
I think the Saints and the Eagles are still on the same level. I put the Vikings and the Rams a little bit behind because of the quarterbacks.
I mean, but what is this guy got to keep doing?
I give him credit for doing a great job.
He went on the road in a short week against a tough
I think he's on a
great... The guy ran it in, was throwing passes.
It's neither here or there, though. I'm not saying the guy sucks, okay? What I'm saying is he's done a really nice job, way more than anybody expected. I give him everything credit that he's accomplished for in the regular season. I just think when the playoffs start, if I go on the road... You know, and with Case Keenum as my quarterback,
What if he's home?
I just don't think he can go into.
What if he doesn't have to go on the road? There's a possibility he won't.
I think this guy has a journeyman background, and he's playing a little bit over his head.
He is, but he has a very good defense. You know, Xavier Rhodes has been, you know, probably the best guy in his position.
I know all of that. You don't have to explain that to me. It's like I know all of that, but he's still Case Keenum. He was nothing until a few weeks ago. The guy's a journeyman quarterback. I think, you know, it's one thing to take a team to a great regular season record. It's another thing to win in the playoffs.
And he's had to do this when they lost Cook. Diggs was out for a few weeks.
I give him credit for all that. I know all of that.
I don't see why.
I give him credit for all that. I just don't think he's a...
Carson Wentz has won zero... But I'm just saying, Carson Wentz has won zero playoff games.
You look at certain guys and you're like, can that guy take a team to a Super Bowl? I don't see it. I don't see it.
You just don't have to lose the game. Sometimes you just don't have to
lose. The Trent Dilfer thing maybe happens once every 50 years. I don't see it.
It's about having a good defense. You have a good defense and you have playmakers. He doesn't have to throw the ball all the way down the field. He can hit... He can hit Thielen on slants. You know, Murray's been great as a goal line runner. You know, you
I know
Kyle
all of that,
Rudolph.
Though. I'm just talking about
I'm just saying,
the rest
Carson
of the team
Wentz
is great.
Has
the
no
rest of the team is great. Carson Wentz is an evolving young quarterback. This other
and
guy
if,
is a career backup journeyman.
In his first playoff game, what do you do?
What's that?
What if he craps the bed in his first playoff game?
Well, you know, it wouldn't shock. That's why the Saints, you have Breeze. That's why they have an advantage, because they have the most battle-tested quarterback
on
those
four
teams.
The Saints can go on the road to any team. They can go to Philadelphia with that defense,
you can say what you
with
that running
game.
You can say what you want to say about the Washington game, though, but that's the kind of Keenum that I saw, you know, that's going to scare me in the playoffs. He put the Redskins right back in the game with two ill interceptions.
Drew Breeze was throwing some stupid passes yesterday, too. I mean, come on. I don't know. Look, I'm not saying this guy is God or anything.
I'm not saying he sucks. I give him credit for
you pretty much
being
saying that he
no,
sucks.
No, no. You're going for 0 to 100. I'm not saying the guy sucks. I've said several times that I give credit for the guy for being a nice piece
and overachieving.
If they get
home field advantage, can they go to the Super Bowl?
No. I don't think so. You know what? And if you're right, I'll be the first to tell you you're right. I don't think a career journeyman backup can take him to a Super Bowl.
Home field advantage,
it's different in the playoffs.
Home field advantage, by the way, would include in the Super Bowl. Remember, the Super Bowl is in Minnesota this year. Minnesota could be the first team ever to play the Super Bowl in their home stadium. We'll find out. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and wrap up the hour. I'll talk about how good Brandon Cooks has been. We're getting the Eagles a little bit as well. So we're experts here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller field, a single entry contest only. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls each and every week. They're free to enter. Just sign up today at www.fantasyfactor.com. All right, gentlemen. Corey, your boy, by the way, let's give him some credit here.
Which one?
Brandon Cooks.
Yeah.
6 for 83 in a touchdown yesterday. As the season has gone on, this rapport with him and Brady has gotten better and better and better.
Steady Eddie. Solid. Getting it done. Come to show up, you know what I'm saying? No injury concerns, no target concerns. Catches the football when he's supposed to, make plays. If you're a Brandon Cooks owner, you cannot ask for more.
Absolutely not.
Over 50 PPR points the last three games and double-figure performances in 6 of his last 7.
Rob Gronkowski, I know everyone hated him and hates him during draft season and whatnot, but listen, you drafted Rob Gronkowski wherever you wanted to draft Rob Gronkowski, 700 yards receiving in the year, 7 touchdowns, he's only missed one game, I believe. Gronk's been awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I was talking with somebody, and they were breaking up. I think I mentioned on lineup block yesterday. His route tree does not send him into the seam as much to prevent him from taking these big shots. So his route tree is going in a different direction, more out of bounds. And this way, he can catch the football, get out of bounds, saves him from taking these big hits.
Listen, the yardage isn't, for most of the season, the yardage is not what it has been in years past, right? He's not having these monster games anymore.
And
I think a lot of it is the reason you're talking about. They're not setting him up the seam. Unless they need to, of course. Mm-hmm. But some of these games are just, you know, not there's plenty of them, but the touchdowns are there. So Rob Gronkowski, if you drafted him wherever you needed to draft him, second round, third round, he's provided you what you asked for.
Safe.
Yeah, he has one 100-yard game,
which is coming
week two. And, since week seven, he's only cracked the 80-yard mark once. But, you know, you're getting the touchdowns, and then you got two games up against Buffalo and one against Miami upcoming.
Yeah, so Gronk's going to be fine. Listen, Gronk's only what we have in the real season with 13, 14, 15, 16. Five games left. He's 300 yards away from 1,000. He's going to get there.
Yeah.
You know, I just realized we're talking about Buffalo making the playoffs, and they got two of the next four games against New England.
Still gonna make the playoffs. You never know. Never know what can happen. New England.
Well, what are they, 6-5? You know, they lose those two. They're 9-7. You don't make the playoffs.
Why don't you make the playoffs?
At best.
Why don't you make
seven,
the playoffs?
Seven losses, you're probably not gonna make the playoffs.
In the AFC,
you can.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it leaves a little room for error. Little room for error. Yeah,
you look at the teams they're fighting with. Like, nothing. Like, ugh. So, yeah, I still have Buffalo as a
pretty good
shot.
You're right.
Yeah. We talked a lot, you guys, when you were arguing, Matt and Scotty, about the Eagles and what they did. Yesterday, it was easy peasy. I'm surprised, actually. I mean, Chicago had a lot of problems getting out of Philly last night off the tarmac. Like, they were still there like 11 o'clock last night as their plane broke down. I'm surprised John Fox actually made it home.
This is not a test.
The Eagles defeated Chicago 31-3 in a game that, it wasn't really much of a game.
Carson Wentz joined some elite company yesterday. Third quarterback in NFL history to have at least 25 touchdown passes and five or fewer interceptions throughout his team's first 11 games, joining Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. And his 28 touchdown passes are the most by a Philadelphia quarterback throughout the first 11 games of the season. It broke a record dating back to 1961.
Here's a really interesting part of the Eagles' victory yesterday from our perspective. LeGarrette Blount had 15 carries yesterday, 97 yards. Jay Ajayi had just five.
It's going to be a committee.
Yeah. I thought there was going to be Ajayi's backfield. It was just a matter of time. And it doesn't look like it's shaking out that way. I think some NFL teams like to show different running backs to different defense, keep them off of balance. Clement looks different than Ajayi, who were both power runners, him and Blount, but they just have different styles of running. And it also keeps them fresh.
The Alshon Jeffrey revenge game worked. 5-52 and a touchdown there. Nelson Aguilar had 3-32 and a touchdown. I believe he also fell on a ball for another touchdown.
He did. But this was Aguilar's first good game in a few weeks.
Yes.
It's like you can't trust him. He's very touchdown dependent, like in that red zone area.
Zach Ertz, another 10 reception game for this dude. 103 yards receiving and a touchdown.
Going up against me, it was a big reason why one of my teams is going today, Zach Ertz.
I mentioned Chicago, we begin hour number three next.